Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
My trust.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. We didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here was it, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G's Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I'd like to do the sports report, Gregory's Sports Report. So let's talk NFL football today.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. DJ, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about the NFL. This week we got two good games coming up, and let's talk about the participants in the games. We got the AFC Championship game, and that'll be between the Baltimore Ravens, and it'll be between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, and that'll be in the first game. And the second game will be between the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers. So that'll be game number two. And the winner of each one of those games will play in the Super Bowl, which will happen 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks. What's the date? Like February 11th is going to be the date for the Super Bowl. And it's happening
February 11th.
Right here in Las Vegas. So we expect to have about 2 billion people here in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. So if you're coming, you better come early and get your apartments, get your hotel room, because it's going to be packed. We're going to have people all over the place in Vegas. It'll be one of the biggest events to happen in the United States. We had the F4 race here, and we only had about 400 million people. So if we have the football game here, it's going to be 3 times as many people for the football game, because people will come from everywhere all around the world for this game. This is the Super Bowl, and this will be the game which will determine who's the number one football team in the country. Actually, it'll be the world champion will be the winners of this game. So, we want to talk about the Detroit Pistons have never been to a Super Bowl. They have never been to they just made it to the playoffs this year for the first time. And San Francisco is a veteran Super Bowl player. They have been in 11 Super Bowls, I think we determined yesterday, the other day. And the Baltimore Ravens have been in 4 Super Bowls, but they've only won 2 Super Bowls. So everybody is looking to see what's going to happen. And Kansas City has been in 7 Super Bowls, but they've only won 3 Super Bowls. So that's what it looks like. It looks like the veterans are Kansas City Kansas City's playing Baltimore for the AFC Championship. And then the Detroit Lions are playing the San Francisco 49ers. So it's 2 games happening this weekend. And the winner from each one of those games will play next week, February 11th. They will play in the Super Bowl, the world championship game of NFL football. So what do you think, DJ? Who are you rooting on? What do you think about the game that's getting ready to take place? What's your thoughts of the game?
I don't know. I'm not probably won't even watch the game. You don't have any predictions about who you think is going to win or how close you think it's going to be? No. Who do you think is going to
I haven't really been following, you know, the teams and the stats and anything, actually. So, no, I don't have any. I don't have any opinion on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you my opinion. I think Baltimore Ravens have been playing really good, and I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm thinking that they're going to show up. They're going to win the AFC Championship game. So they're going to beat Kansas City. And I think Detroit is going to beat the 49ers, and they will end up in the Super Bowl. But, again, I'm predicting that the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl. So that's my prediction. That's G-Money's prediction. If you want to go to the sports book and put some money down, I would bet on the Baltimore Ravens winning the Super Bowl. All right. And I would bet on Baltimore winning the AFC Championship because they're playing Kansas City. And the winner of those two will go to the Super Bowl. So that's going to be a good game also. Baltimore playing Kansas City is going to be a real good game. I don't know how good Detroit is playing against the San Francisco 49ers, because the 49ers is a veteran team. They seem to make it to the Super Bowl a lot more often than every other team in the NFL. So they have veteran squads. They have veteran players. They have veteran coaches. So they should be in good shape. They should be prepared to play in the NFC Championship game. And they're playing against a team that has never been to the NFC Championship game. They're playing against the Detroit Lions, who have never been to the NFC Championship game. So this will be their first trip to the final NFC game. So hopefully, I'm thinking that they're going to be motivated to get out there and win, because this will be the biggest game for their city in the history of Detroit. So it's going to be exciting, folks. I'm really expecting two good games this weekend and then a big game next week for the Super Bowl. The world championship of NFL football. Yeah, I'm expecting that it's going to be a really good showcase of two good teams showing up for the Super Bowl. But I'm thinking that both of the NFC and the AFC championship games are really going to be good game, because they're playing two of the four of the best teams in world football, in world NFL football. So I'm expecting that it's going to be a good weekend this weekend, and then next weekend it's going to be an outstanding weekend. And since I'm here in Vegas, I'll let you know what's going on in the city as we prepare for the Super Bowl. We got all of the commentators, all of the concessions that will be set up all in Las Vegas for all of the people that are coming here, because Vegas is set up for the concessions to make a bunch of money on the visitors coming in. I'm expecting about 200 million people, maybe a billion people actually showing up for this football game. It's that big, and it's a big event in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and now it's soon developing into the sports capital of the world. Yes. So it's going to be a good representation of the sport that we have here in Las Vegas. The Super Bowl will be here in Las Vegas. All right. Well, that's all my commentary about the game. I think it's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it being a lot of hard-hitting, power-packing, good coaching, and real good quarterback assessment of the game. And the defense is going to be on guard. They're going to do a lot of hitting and a lot of cracking. Oh, man, it's going to be a good game. There's going to be a lot of power play in that game. So I'm looking forward to it being an all-star game. And that will be February 11th, which is Sunday. I think Sunday is February 11th. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. It's on a Sunday, February 11th. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And that will be February 11th. All right. Well, if we don't have any other comments from DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
Yeah. might make it better for a little while. Maybe he said,
to die in my sleep, man. Like, when I go to bed, in your 50s, you do different things when you go to bed. I think death be circulating around people in my demographic, seeing who want to be next. And I don't never want death to think that I'm in any way interested in being next, so I don't even sleep like I'm ready to go. I don't lay on my back with my covers pulled up in the bed. I have my covers thrown off, and I have 1 foot on the ground with a tennis shoe on. So if death circle me, it's like, okay, he about to go work out when he get up. He trying to get a few more years. We're going to leave him alone. I don't mess around, man. When I go to bed, I plug my phone up. I dial 9 and 1, and I leave it right there open. In case I start choking or some shit in my sleep, I'm hit that other one. Y'all need to come see about me, like, for real. I got health insurance. Come see about me. Send somebody.
I am Sir Loathed, devoid of funk. I have always been devoid of funk. I shall continue to be devoid of funk. Starchild, you have only won a battle. I am the subliminal seducer. I will never dance. I shall return,
next time.
I can dig it. This is the Star Child. On another day, chasing the noses away. Protector of the pleasure principle. This is Star Child,
Living, let me put on my sunglasses so I can see what they ain't looking at. Yeah.
Zero Funkativity, better known as the Nose Zone. Has anybody seen old Smell-O-Vision? Where is Sir Nose? If y'all see Sir Nose, tell him the Star Child said, Coke, put that suit to use, you mother! Cause you will dance, sucker.
Pay attention.
Gotta fly.
feeling the nose, I think I recognize. Well, sir, nose.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I think the mag will.
Come on out, sir, nose.
The bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure. I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics, and we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Bundy, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, we've already picked a game, and I picked the winners for the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship, and I picked the winner for the Super Bowl. So now it's just a matter of playing ball. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, let's take a commercial break, and I want to play a song. I want to play my favorite song, and it's I'm a comedian from L.A. with the prelude to We Need to Keep the Devil in the Hole.
To the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Mighty sword, and they shield you with their wings. to the Lord. Don't pay heed to temptation, for his hands are so cold. You gotta help me keep the devil way down in the hole. Down in the hole. Keep the devil down in a
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on, man.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on, man.
So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on, man.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
I had one threesome one time, right, after years of it being on my vision board. And, guys, it was incredible until it happened. Turns out I wasn't the center of the threesome. I was the assistant to the lesbians. The whole time I'm just handing them product. Oh, here you go. Take that. Changing AA batteries like a maniac. Off. Hand me the Roku. I was trying to get in. It was like a game of double dutch. I'm like... Finally, they called me in. I felt like the white guy in the basketball team. Was, are you sure? I better stretch. Let's go, Austin Reeves.
G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Playboy Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. All right, you know, I was teaching school in the 6th grade in Compton, and I had some white kids, and I had some black kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Indians. But I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I would have to transfer them to a bilingual class.
so they could learn in their own language. So I started off the day by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. He said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Smart ass kid. Well, all right. Well, I got another one for you. There was a man. He was on a boat, or he was getting his boat together because he was going fishing. But he was an old man, and he was putting everything together. He put his lures together, and he put his line and his fishing pole together, and he got his bucket of worms, and he had his weights and his lures and his hooks all together to go out in the water and go fishing. And he heard this voice say, pick me up and kiss me. And he was like, what? What? What did you say? And he looked around in his boat, and he heard it again. Pick me up and kiss me. And he was like, oh, where is that coming from? And he was looking all around his boat, and it kept saying, pick me up and kiss me. And he looked around, and he looked over the back of his boat in the water, and he saw a frog, and the frog was talking. He said, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man was like, what? What did you say? And the frog said, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man was like, what are you talking about? So he picked the frog up, and he looked at him face to face. And the frog said, now kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man was like, kiss you, and you get a beautiful bride. And the frog said it again, yes, kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man looked at him. And then he put the frog in his pocket, and the frog said, hey, you didn't kiss me. What's wrong? You don't want a beautiful bride. And the man said, as old as I am, I'd rather have a talking frog. Woo! That's a good one. And I got another one for you. There was a man on the bus with the little girl, and he was sitting with her. Well, he was sitting on the same bus with her, but he was sitting in a different aisle. And the girl was reading the Bible. And he looked over and he asked the girl, he said, do you believe in all that stuff that they have in the Bible? And she said, yes, I do, because that's the word of God. And he's like, well, I don't know, you know. They're talking about having this giant whale that swallowed a man and then spit him up on the shore on a different land. That's kind of unusual. I don't know if I want to believe that. And they've talked about this. God talked to this man and made him build a giant ark. And then he flooded the ark after the man loaded the ark with two of each kind of animal that was on the planet. I don't believe that. I think that's a bunch of malarkey. And he said, well, what do you think? They were feeding the animals that were on the ark. And the little girl said, they fed them a bunch of sinners that were floating in the water. Oh, no, but that's not how the joke goes. The joke goes, the girl says, well, if you don't believe any of that, you don't believe in God, and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, and you don't believe in life after death, let me ask you a question. Why does a camel shit pellet? And the man said, I don't know. And she said, why does a donkey shit piles of boo-boo? And he said, I don't know. And she said, why does a horse shit pies? And he said, I don't know. And she said, why does a dog shit piles of boo-boo? And the man said, I don't know. And she said, well, it's obvious. You don't know shit about shit. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! Let me think of another joke I can think of real quick. There was a man that was riding on the freeway, on the highway. He was speeding. He was driving over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol that was sitting on the side of the freeway, but he was sitting behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrol saw him speed by, and he thought to himself, why is this man speeding on my highway? I can't have that. So he was sitting there eating his lunch. So he folded up his sandwich in a piece of paper and put it in the bag and then put it up on the seat next to it. And he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, he said, when I catch this man, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding on my highway. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go, and I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he was chasing behind the man, and then he turned the lights on, and he signaled the man to pull over. And so the man pulled over, and the highway patrolman pulled up behind him and then got out the highway patrol car, and he walked over to the driver's side window, and he knocked on the window. And the driver rolled the window down, and the highway patrol officer asked him why he was speeding on his highway. And the man said, well, I was speeding, and then I saw the highway patrol sitting behind the freeway billboard, and that kind of reminded me of my wife. And my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. So I was thinking about that. And then I saw you turn your lights on and you trying to flag me down. So I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back and relax, and get something to drink and get something to munch on so that you can listen to my story. It'll be educational. It'll be inspirational. And it'll be entertaining. So sit back and listen as we play this story for your listening pleasure.
You know, I got a story to tell you. I went to the airport the other day to pick up a friend of mine. And while we were at the airport, we got searched by all of the TSA. That's the Transportation Security Agency. That's what TSA stands for. They searched me and all of my friends as they got off the airplane. And I was wondering what the heck is going on. But it seems as though we got some terrorists that came into town on one of the flights. They hijacked a plane to come into Las Vegas. And so the security was checking everybody that got off the plane at the airport. And since I was waiting for my friends at the terminal, I was at Terminal 5, which is Delta Airlines' terminal. I was waiting for my friends to come in, and they searched everybody that was in the airport. So they took me in the room and strip searched me. That's right. They made me take off all my clothes and strip me down and checked in my booty hole and checked in my mouth and checked in my ears. And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe they're doing this to me. And I'm an American citizen. I had ID and everything. But they still checked to see if I was a terrorist. And I was like, what is going on in Vegas? Now, we just had the 9/11 memorial celebration. And this might have to, something to do with that, because they always have terrorist threats around this time of year. So I don't know. But while I was waiting for my friends, we went out to the baggage check, and we were checking baggage. And my friends had a bag that came out, and it was in a red, white, and blue suitcase. So we went and picked the suitcase up. And when we picked the suitcase up, the security came and checked us again. They took the suitcase and wanted us to open it up. And I said, sir, I don't have the key. This is my suitcase. And they're saying, well, why are you picking up somebody else's suitcase? I said, well, it belongs to my friend, and he just got off the plane. But your security agency is checking him in the back office. So we're waiting for him, and we were trying to get his suitcase and stuff so we could get out this airport as soon as possible, because we don't know really what's going on, but everything seems to be kind of funny around here, and we just wanted to get the suitcase and go. So he was like, well, if you can't open it, you can't take it. And we're like, okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll walk with you with the suitcase, and we'll go sit in the security office. And when my buddy gets out of the security office, then he can open the suitcase for you. So they said, okay. So they took us to the security office where I had just come from, where they had just search me, and they said, oh, we don't need to search him. We already searched him. And the other officer said, yeah, but he just picked up a suitcase, and he can't open it. So then they looked at me, and they said, why are you picking up a suitcase that you can't open? And I said, because it's not mine. It belongs to my buddy. And you're in there searching him right now. So we're hoping to hurry up and get out of this airport. When you finish searching him, we're going to get in our car and we're leaving. So as soon as you finish searching him, then he can come out and open the suitcase and you can see that there's nothing in the suitcase that is illegal or immoral, you can check it all at that time. So they said, okay, you can sit right here and wait for your friend, and we'll take the suitcase and put it on a suitcase monitor where they can x-ray the contents of the suitcase. And I said, fine, you can do that. I'm going to be right here to watch that you don't put anything in there or you don't take anything out. So I stood up there and watched them put it on the whatever you call it, the x-ray machine. And they looked in and they didn't see anything, no guns, no weapons, no bombs, or nothing like that. It was all closed. So they let me take the suitcase back. And I was sitting in the waiting room with my other buddy, my driver, and we were waiting on my friend to come out of the security office. So we waited. And I went to the office. I said, man, how long is this going to take? Because he's been in there over an hour. So is there a problem? We need to find out what's happening, because if there's a problem, then we need to call the people at the school, because he goes to the college up here, and we need to let them know that he's being detained because of something. So you let us know what the problem is, and then we will call the school and let them know what the problem is. And the officer said, well, right now there's no serious problem. We just need to check everybody, and he's still in line to be searched. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll wait. And we sat and we waited and we waited and we waited. And then my buddy said, let's go to the restaurant and get a drink, because they'll call us or they'll put an announcement out over the PA when your friend is ready to be picked up. And I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. So we went to the security desk and we said, hey, person comes up to be released from being searched by your security team, call us, please, on the PA. We're going to the bar. And they said, okay, we can do that. So we left his name at the door, and we left and went to the bar. And while we were in the bar, we were having drinks. We were watching the sports channel, and it was talking about all the NFL games that played last week. But anyway, we were sitting in the airport, and we were drinking, and we saw all these waitresses come in, these flight attendants. I'm sorry, I called them waitresses. They're flight attendants. But they serve you drinks on the plane and food on the plane. So they're like waitresses. And we were sitting, and a couple of them came in and sat down at the bar. So we were talking to them. We were like, what's going on with these planes? Have you guys been hijacked lately? And they were like, no, but we caught some passengers with some guns and some ammunition in their suitcase. So now we're checking everybody. And I said, oh, I see. Well, they got my friend in there. And she said, well, from the East Coast somewhere. I said, he went home. Atlanta, and they're like, oh, that's down south. That's the dirty south. And I said, yeah, I don't know how dirty it is, but, yeah, that's where he's from. He's from the ATL. So he's coming back to go to school at UNLV, So we came to pick him up. And now they're detaining him in the airport security office. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with him. But anyway, so you say you had some terrorists that you found on the plane that had guns in their suitcase. And she said, yeah, we found like 7 people so far that came in from different states that had guns in their suitcase. And I was like, wow, 7 people. Did they all come from one airport? Or did you pick them up coming from different airports? And she said, no, they all got on different planes at different airports. But they were all coming from the east, from New York, from New Jersey, from D.C., from Connecticut. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of planes. A lot of people coming in.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
I can find out every woman age in here right now with a smart ass question. Who was the best rapper when you was in high school? Lil Wayne, Drake, somewhere around there. Well, LL Dolores. It's about time for your sponge bath. What's going on, man? God damn. For real, because believe it or not, musical preference plays a factor into who you date and who you ain't got no business talking to. Like, watch this. If you see me and you trying to say what's up, I wouldn't date none of them hoes. You hear what I'm saying? None of them. Them is degenerates. What? I knew we had some hoes in here tonight.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Camel. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, let me take a minute to check my clock to see what time it is, because it may be time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So let me check in with my studio engineer and see what time it is before I continue on with my show. So what time is it, DJ?
4:45.
Okay. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I get out of here, I want to acknowledge all of the fans, the friends, and the followers of my radio show. I want to acknowledge their birthdays today. So, DJ Papa D, if you will, play the music to introduce the birthday section, and then give us a list of all of the friends, followers, and fan club members that are celebrating their birthday today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. January 25th, 2024. Happy birthday to Tessa D. Happy birthday to Rashawn Howard. Happy birthday, Mark E. Jackson. Happy birthday, Roberta Sansa Ray White. Happy birthday, Wilda Carter Neville. Happy birthday, Jamal Witherspoon. Happy birthday to Cachet Cass. Happy birthday, Karen Walker. Happy birthday, Harold Carson Hunter Jr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Dr. Candace Morris. That's it for birthdays. We want everyone happy birthday celebrating today, January 25th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody. Celebrate their birthday today. January 25th, 2024. Well, I know God is blessing you and giving you glory and giving you the blessings that he's bestowed upon all of his disciples and all of his creations on this planet. As long as you're alive and breathing, you've been blessed by Jesus and by God to be around this long. So without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. So have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with eternal life after you've passed on to the other side. And may I see you on the other side in the golden gates of heaven, because that's where I'll be. And if you live a good life, then you might be there also. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you again tomorrow on Friday's radio show. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet. And he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.